The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, and a good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. We are up the road. He's 2.5 hours away in the little town of Palouse, butting right up against the Idaho border. The Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the 1B Garfield Palouse Vikings. Garpal, I can't tell you what their record is, but they do have some athletes out there as they currently are the defending 1B volleyball state champions. So could be that this basketball team might have a handful for us, despite the fact that they're 1B, smallest classification in the state. College Place non-league games, pretty much the story early this week in SCAC action. So you only have the games going on this evening, and tomorrow they're not going to be league games. Ours is not a league game. We'll resume league play a little bit later this week. In this pregame, we'll take a look at our last game against Wapato, as well as take a look at the SCAC standings, other games going on in the SCAC, and of course we'll have a starting lineup, the opening tip-off, and all the action as the Lady Hawks on the road, way up here in the Palouse, at Palouse, home of Garfield Palouse Vikings. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at lesschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So up the road here at Peace, up here in Palouse, home of the Garpal Vikings. The Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Lady Vikings. Lady Hawks coming off a tough game up in Wapato last Friday, losing 63-29, and we really didn't have a whole much in the way of hope. We were outscored 14-0 for starters, behind 18-4 after one quarter play and 31-11 after two, having great difficulty in the first quarter in particular, controlling the scoring Kelly Strong and Jordan Bob. Strong with 7 points, Bob with six, and both of them went on to double digits. Strong, 10 points in the game, Bob with 13. Lady Hawks led by 8 points from Ellie Andrews. Notable absentee Charlie Amick was not available for that road game against Wapato. I see she is in uniform and ready to take part against the Vikings tonight, so her outside shooting will certainly become welcome. Ellie Andrews did have 1-3 in the fourth quarter, but she was also just had two field goals and also went 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Lady Hawks having great difficulty managing, in particular, the Wapato press and the fact that Wapato offensively just that they really had too many weapons to contend with. I mean, in addition to Strong and Bob, you had Taylor Tillichwatz with 9 points, and Tillichwatz was pretty skilled at bringing the ball up the court. And furthermore, in addition to the press, the Lady Wolfpack really good at getting their hands into the passing lanes. And so it was tremendously difficult for us to even get our half-court offense going against Wapato. So hopefully we can get a little bit of a tune-up here against a school two classifications below us. It's funny, I used to work for 1B Tri-Cities Prep, and at one time Garpal was in our league. This is the first time actually I've been out to Palouse. It is gorgeous country, but boy, it is somewhat isolated. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the SCAC standings and scoreboard, as well as the opening or the starting lineups and opening tip-off. We're going to return here from the Palouse. Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Garpal Vikings. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Boys Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live from the Palouse, in the town of Palouse. Garpal Vikings and your Lady Hawks now at their benches getting ready to take on this 1B versus 1A tilt with us on the road. Let's take a look at the SCAC standings. Zilla continues to hunker atop there at 10-0, 13-1, followed by Wapato, who beat us last Friday in Wapato. They're at 9-1. Then comes Royal at 6-3. Cashmere and Natchez Valley both at 6-4. We will be on the road to Cashmere this Friday. This is a week of road trips. 2.5 hours away for Garfield Palouse, and I think it's 4.5 hours to Cashmere from College Place. That'll be on Friday. Kybee follows at 4-6, then Connell at 2-8, and then us at 1-9, and Waluk still looking for some type of league win at 0-9. In other action in the SCAC this week, so we're at Garpal with a non-league game, and Cleellum will be at Cashmere. Cashmere and us both playing down a division. And tomorrow, Zilla will be at Davis of Yakima, and we're going to honor the flag, so we're going to take a break. Nope, we're not going to take a break. And they're just standing up for announcing starting lineups. So let's go ahead and get to that. So for the host, Garfield Palouse Lady Vikings, they're going to start a 6'1 senior guard, number 4, Elena Flansburg, a 5'9 junior guard, and number 5, Kyra Brentner, a 5'7 freshman guard, and number 10, Ellie Collier, a 5'6 senior guard, and number 13, Morgan Lentz, and then rounding things out will be a 5'11 sophomore post, and number 24, Molly Huffman. So they have a little bit of height over there. Four coach Julie Hill, well, she's going to start the 5'6 senior guard, number 1, Charlie Amick, and then I have, let's see, that does not look, I haven't seen her out there. Yep, going to start the 5'8 junior, number 3, Ayala Bryant. And, yeah, there she is, the 5'5 senior, number 2, Bertukin Durand. And then the quarterback is going to be the 5'5 senior redhead, number 5, Lou Weaver. And then finally rounding things out will be the 5'6 senior, number 10, Ellie Andrews. So it's going to be a guard-heavy lineup to start out here. Carly Ray got in the last two starts, but we're going to be starting the guards out there. Perhaps Julie Hill thinking we might be able to get some action in on the perimeter. And now we're going to take a break to honor the flag, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off. Live from the Palouse, you're listening to College Boys Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So here we go, up here in the Palouse. Lady Hawks stepping in the roadblocks against the Garpal Vikings and home whites. Elena Flansburg at 6-1 will step in against Isla Bryant to start things off. And the ref's asking everyone to please tuck their uniforms in. And now that we've got that ready, the ref is stepping up. And Lady Hawks been moving from left to right. There's the whistle, and Flansburg tips in the backcourt to Collier, who then feeds to, let's see, that was Morgan Lentz, who quickly drove down the left lane and laid it up and in. Weaver's going to come driving up, feed Bryant on the left wing for three. That's going to be way long. Tipped rebound. Who wants it? And it's going to be brought down by Brantner. Brantner, who will then feed Collier, coming down the left lane. That lane is in and out, no good. And Charlie Amick will come down with the rebound. 2-0 Garpal just underway. 7:33 to go here in the first. They scored real quick off the opening tip. Did the Vikings. Petukhin has it on the top. Now to Charlie Amick on the left wing. Charlie in the corner to Ayala. Thinks about the three. Instead, feed back to Charlie. She's now going to dribble at the top. 9 seconds on the shot clock. And Vikings playing tough deep. She then spins into the key. Gets a nice bank shot off from about 8 feet. Rims in and out. No good. Huffman will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed to Collier. Collier to Lentz. Back to Huffman. Now on the right wing to Flansburgh. Flansburgh cross-court to Collier. Collier dribbling to the top. Now on the left to, that is Lentz. Corner to Collier. Back to Collier. Swinging out of the top. Errant pass is going to be picked up and stolen by Bertuk and Duran, who slices down. Her lay-in isn't strong enough. Bryant almost steals the rebound, ends up going on the deck. It's going to be picked up by Lentz, who goes up court to Huffman, who is cherry-picking. Can't make the shot drop. And Charlie Amick will come down with the rebound. She then will come running up the right wing. Cross court down to Bryant. Kicks back out to Ellie Andrews for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Lou Weaver's going to chase down the rebound. Feeds Bryant down low. Then to Amick for three. That's good. Charlie Amick with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. And Lady Hawks now up 3-2. As Collier dribbling in. Now gives on the right wing to Flansburgh. Flansburgh crossed. Oh, almost stolen by Charlie. Instead, picked up by Lentz. Lentz drives into the key. Hands off to Flansburgh. Lost the handle on her dribble. Going to be picked up by Charlie Amick. She'll then feed Lou Weaver coming up the right wing. Wants to drive in. Going to get cut off, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Morgan Lentz. That should be on the floor. Lentz will pick up her first personal. And so Weaver will take it out baseline. Lou, I didn't see if her folks made this 2.5-hour trip. And I'm going way long. Nope, it's going to be picked up by Flansburgh. Stolen. Feeds to Collier on the left wing. Now feeds Flansburgh down low. Goes up against Ellie Andrews. Shot is no good, but Flansburgh earned her way to the line. And that will be Andrews' first personal. And Flansburgh to the line. First time for either team to the charity stripe. Flansburgh is 6'1 senior. Puts the first off the back of the rim, no good. Checking in for the Vikings will be a 5'11 sophomore guard, number 23, Ty Gehring. And she will spell Molly Huffman. So Flansburgh, two quick dribbles. She misses that one. Tip rebound. Ends up going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Gehring. So it'll be Lady Hawk basketball. Lady Hawks up 3-2 up here in the Palouse. Against the Garpal Vikings. And Weaver working against Lentz. Gives on the left wing to Charlie. Amick looking for something to open up. Now she's going to have to put it on the ground. Goes into the key. Man, nice driving move to the bucket. Gets in and out, no good. And then she ties up for the rebound. But Gehring ends up stealing it away from her. So Linfield Collier coming up the left wing. Oh, Fed Flansburgh flying down the right wing. And she was able to finish. Now it's Garpal 4, College Place 3. As Weaver coming up on the right wing to Andrews. Andrews. She'll feed in the corner to Bertukin. Oh, want to feed a driving IL. Did manage to gather back in. One touch back out to Charlie. Swing out to Weaver on the left wing. Weaver's going to drive into the key. Euro steps in and hang and drop off. No good. Brentner will come down with the rebound. She'll then turn around and feed Collier coming up the right. Collier now on the left wing to Lentz. Lentz back to Collier in the corner. Collier down low to Brentner, feeding Flansburgh. Her shot goes up, in and out, no good. Vikings come down with the rebound. Oh, that's a cheap call. They're going to call a blocking foul on Lou Weaver. She got driven into by Morgan Lentz. She got away with murder there. As Brentner will take it out right in front of our scorekeeper. 4-3. Garpal, 4:36 to go in the first up here in the Palouse. Lentz to Collier in the corner. Lentz back to Collier. Kick out to swing out now to Gehring for a left wing three. Swirls in and out, no good. But Flansburgh is there for the rebound. Then she drives in and knocks it home. Landsberg with the offensive rebound and putback. 6-3 Garpal. They're on a 4-0 run. Weaver. She wants to drive into the key. She'll feed to Bertukin in the corner for three. That's going to be way long, and Flansburgh picks up the air ball rebound. She's going to bring it up. Now she's going to pull up on the right wing. She'll cross out to Collier. Collier kicks out to Lentz. Wants to go down low, and now we're going to call a blocking foul on Ayla Bryant, who ran into Kyra Brantner. And there are the Weavers. I'd been wondering. I hadn't seen them. They just came in here with 3:55 to go in the first. That's the first time I think I've seen them come in late. As Collier will take it out baseline. Goes to up. The pass is going to be tipped by Amick. To Bryant. Now to Weaver with a 2-on-2. Drives into the key. Goes up. Got blocked. But she's going to gather in her own rebound as Lou Weaver. And we'll try again. On the right wing to Bryant. Bryant. She's going to have to move. Now she's going to dribble in. Goes baseline. Wants to put up a running scoop shot, and they're going to say she got fouled. And Bryant's going to go to the line for two. And they're going to say that foul is on Flansbury. That'll be her first person. So Ayla Bryant will go to the line for two. First trip to the charity stripe for the Lady Hawks. Grayson Ton and Carly Ray getting ready to check in for the Lady Hawks. Garpal's been to the line. They're 0 for 2. And we're 0 for 1. As Ray and Ton will step in for Andrews and Charlie Amick, as we're not getting the perimeter shots I think we were hoping for, so we're going to put a little height in there, see if that makes a difference. So the subs taken care of. They give the ball back to Bryant, and puts that off the back of the rim, no good, but Bertuk and Duran will come up with the rebound. So then feed Bryant. And feed to Bertukin in the corner. Wants to drive in. Dribbling in. Now handoff to Bright. Bad pass. It's going to end up going on the deck. And we're going to have a jump ball. Nope, we don't. Somehow, they don't call it. Gehring comes up with it. She'll feed Collier. On the left wing to Brantner. Brantner drives into the key. Man, they're calling a lot of ticky-tack fouls here. I think they're calling a foul on Bertukin Durand. Yep. And that'll be Durand's first person. That's our fourth team foul of the first quarter, so the Vikings will be shooting after this at 3:15 to go in the first, and Garpal up 6-3. Corner pass to Lentz. She'll now dribble back out with Lou coming out on her. Now she dribbles into the key, and shot goes in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Grayson Ton's going to muscle it away, and she'll feed Lou Weaver. And Weaver will come up, pulls up at the top, give him the corner to Ton. Nice head fake, drives in, and her bank shot goes in and out, no good. And she got a great look at the bucket, but she couldn't make it go. But then I think we got a foul on Garpal. Yep, that foul is going to be on Morgan Lentz. That'll be her second personal. That's third team foul, and Weaver will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Now checking in is going to be Emma Niemeyer, and she'll spell Ayla Bryant. So we're trading a little bit of height now for a guard-heavy opener. Weaver taking it out baseline. Running out of time. Got it into Bertukin. Now back to Weaver in the corner. She'll pull up for three. That's going to be long. Air ball is going to be brought down by Brantner. Brantner cross court to Collier. Collier up court now to Flansburg. Steps back. Feeds back to Collier at the top. Collier now to, that's Lentz on the left wing. Now to Collier in the corner. Now Lentz. Now swing out to Gehring. Wanted to go down low to Collier. And Collier was going west, and the pass was going east at good speed. The Vikings turn the ball over. 2:31 to go in the first. We trail 6-3. As Weaver working against Collier. Driving in. Now she'll feed to Bertukin at the top. Fakes the three. Dribbles in. Now feeds back to Carly Ray. Wants to drive in. Hand off to Weaver. Wants to drive in. Gonna get cut off. Finally slices in, left-handed lands, too strong. Ton is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good, but she earned a trip to the line. And that foul is going to be on Ty Gehring. That'll be her first personal. So both teams are going to be shooting free throws from here on out. Ton to the line. The Lady Hawks are 0 for 2. But Graceland is 1 for 1. Put an end to Garpal's little 4-0 run as Reese Johnson and Eddie Lee Loffrey will check in for Garpal, and Ellie Andrews will check in and spell Lou Weaver. Graceland's second free throw is also good. That away, making it 6-5 Garpal. Coming about 2 minutes to go in the first. Collier on the left wing. That is to Loffrey. Laffrey now to Flansburg. Cross court's going to be tipped, but Collier's going to gather it in. Now feed to Laffrey. And she slams into Graceland Tom, but they're going to call a blocking foul on Graceland. That'll be her first personal. So now we're going to be shooting. Hedy Lee Laffrey, a 5'5 senior guard, will go to the line. The Lady Vikings are 0 for 2. Laffrey has some spectacles on her head, manages to put it in that dead spot on the back rim, and then it just drops. So she hits her first, making it 7-5, Garpal. Two dribbles, a spin, and another dribble, and Laffrey, that puts that off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound, tracked down by Bertuk and Duran. Duran up court to Emma Niemeyer, pulls up on the left wing, hesitates, drives down baseline, her shot isn't strong enough. And then coming up the court, they're going to call a foul. And say someone held up Gehring. And that foul's on Grayson Tahn. That'll be her second personal. And so now, it's not Laffrey, that's Ty Gehring. We'll go to the line for two. The Vikings are 1 for 4 from the line. 7-5, Garpal, 1:43 to go in the first. And Gehring puts that first off the back of the rim, no good. Gehring, three dribbles, considers, and the southpaw hits that one. 8-5 Garpal, 1:43 to go in the first, as Duran will bring it up. And wanted to feed Andrews, going to be tipped, stolen by Collier. Collier on the run, drives into the key. She'll pull it from about six and puts it off that dead spot and manages to get it to drop. And just like that, it's 10-5. As Duran will drive in, feed to Niemeyer, wants to drive into the corners. Cross court to Tahn, fakes three with Reese Johnson on her. A couple of dribbles in, she'll hand to Ellie Andrews in the corner. Wants to go down to Carly Ray, and they're going to call over the back on Flansburg. And that'll put Carly Ray, I believe, to the line. And they are calling just about everything here. Flansburg picks up her second, and Carly Ray will go to the line. Lady Hawks 2 for 4. As Lou Weaver will check back in, as will Ayala Bryant. 10-5, Garpal, 1:08 to go in the first. And Carly puts out off the back of the rim, no good. Also checking in will be Kinsley Kelnhofer, spelling Flansburg. So Lou Weaver spelled Bertuk and Durand. Carly, her second free throw, banks it home. Ten-six, Garpal. And we're going to press the inbounds, it seems. So Gehring gives in close to Collier with Weaver giving pursuit. Almost has it stolen away. And we're trying to trap as Laffrey feeds to Gehring, drives into the key. Shot is not strong enough, and Bryant will muscle the rebound away. She'll feed Lou Weaver. Lou has it flat-out stripped. Theft by Ellie Collier. And then it's coming up. They're going to call... She then tries to drive to the right and gets bumped by Ella Bryant. Will pick up her second personal. We got a lot of fouls here. So Bryant will pick up her second personal. She and Grayson Tahn have two. Flansburg and Lentz have two for Garpal. This will put Ellie Collier to the line for two. 3 for 6, make that 3 for 7. As Charlie Amick will check back in for Ella Bryant. Don't want to get her in excess foul trouble. So Collier, freshman guard, puts it off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound is going to go off of Collier. Yep. She and Bryant were struggling for it, and you could see it go off of Collier. Refs had to stop and think about it for a minute. 10-6, Garpal, 45 seconds to go in the first. As Weaver got tripped by Collier coming up the court. And that'll put Lou Weaver to the line. That was just Collier not getting out of the way. And so Lou Weaver will go to the line with the Lady Hawks 3 for 6 so far this evening. Had a lot of free throw shooting already here in the first quarter. The redhead, two quick dribbles, and puts it up the side of the rim. No good. Again, a couple of dribbles, puts it up, and that's money. making it 10-7, Garpal, as that's Gehring. Wanted to get fit down low. Pass ended up being going to Ellie Andrews' hand, and then feeds Niemeyer. Then Niemeyer turns around and feeds it straight to Gehring. Gehring's shot is no good, but she gets her own offensive rebound. That putback is no good as Charlie Amick gets the rebound and then tries to come up the court. She got fouled by Gehring. Lots of fouls. Gehring now with two fouls. That'll put Charlie Amick to the line for two. Lady Hawks are 4-for-8. And it's 10-7, Garpal, and spending a fair bit of time at the line. Charlie, she doesn't mess around. One dribble, puts it off the back of the rim, and then down. It is good. 10-8. As Molly Hoffman will check back in for Gehring for the Vikings. So Charlie, going to try and get us within one. Set off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, going to be brought down by Laffrey. Laffrey will feed Collier. Collier with 20 seconds, driving up, now pulls up at the top. She'll go cross court to Johnson. Johnson bounce pass down to, Hoffman, who was just waiting for it and had an easy lay-in. Making it 12-8. 8 seconds to go. Weaver's going to come up, slices through a triple team, drives in and gets a shot off the right block. No good. As Hoffman will come down with the rebound, feeds Collier. A three-quarter court shot is no good. And after one quarter of play, it's Garpal 12, College Place 8. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, neither team exactly lighting it up offensively in the first quarter. Garpal leads 12-8 as Weaver will hand off to Grayson Tawn on the right wing, and she'll give to Ellie Andrews at the top. Ellie wants to shoot a three. It got blocked by Flansburg. Shouldn't be going up against her. And then Flansburg will take the outlet pass coming back down the court and easily lays it up and in. Making it 14-8, Garpal. Weaver on left wing, Niemeyer in the corner to Charlie. Amick kick back out to Niemeyer on the left wing. Now to Lou Weaver at the top. Andrews. Now Tawn in the corner. Graceland. She's got to get moving, now drives baseline, and wanted to pass across the baseline. It got blocked out of bounds by Flansburg. 8 seconds on the shot clock, it'll be College Place Basketball with Andrews taking out baseline. 7:19 to go in the half, Lady Hawks trail 14-8. Ayala Bryant to come in, Niemeyer takes the ball on the left wing, drives into the key, goes up, might have been partially blocked, and that was Huffman coming down with the rebound. Up court to Flansburg. One touch pass to Kyra Brantner. Brantner can't hang on to it, and the Vikings turn the ball over. Carly Ray and Ayala Bryant to check in. Spelling Emma Niemeyer and Grayson Tawn. So Amick will inbound to Weaver. And the redhead will bring it up with Lentz coming up on her on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Andrews to Bryant at the top, swinger out to Charlie Amick. Got 3-for-3, put it off the back of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, going to be brought down by Flansburg. She's going to bring it up the left wing. She's going to drive down. That might have been partially blocked by Charlie Amick. Carly Ray will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Charlie. Amick's going to come up the right wing. Now she'll pull up to Carly Ray on the right wing. Carly is going to have to put it on the ground. Now she's going to drive in. Now gets tied up by Flansburg, and we've got a jump ball. And that is going to be Garpal basketball. So Brantner will take it out, and the Hawks put a little pressure on Collier coming up the court. Now feed up to Lentz. Lentz now across the timeline to Brantner. Brantner across to Collier. Collier driving into the key, puts it up from about 8, puts it off the side of the rim, no good. And it's going to end up being lost out of bounds off Molly Huffman. 14-8 Garpal, 6:19 to go in the first half. Lou Weaver bringing it up with Lentz on her. Driving right, lost the handle on her dribble. Now she'll swing her onto Andrews, pull up for 3. Didn't even touch rim. She did not have the touch there as Collier will come down with a long rebound. Give on the left wing to Lentz. Lentz down to Collier in the corner. Now to Huffman down baseline. Down low to, oh, that was nice, to Brantner, who laid it in over Andrews and got fouled. So, yeah, Ellie will pick up her second personal. And Brantner will get the bucket. And now to the line for the and one. With the Vikings now having us doubled up, 16-8. And she hits the and one, making it 17-8. We are having trouble getting anything going offensively. As Weaver will bring it up with Lentz coming out on her to Bryant. Now in the corner to Charlie. Charlie dribbling around. Feed back to Bryant in the corner. Bryant now wants to drive baseline. Going to get cut off. Feed back to Charlie. 13 on the shot clock now to Carly Ray. Wanting to drive into the key. Going to be tipped. Carly gathers it back in. She'll feed to Ellie. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Ellie's got to try and create something now to Charlie. She'll pull up from 15, and we don't hit the rim. As Lentz will then come up the wing to Collier on the left wing. Wanted to drive baseline, are cut off by Bryant. Cross court to Flansburgh. Now to Lentz. Then in the corner to Collier in the corner for 3. Ooh, boy, Collier, the freshman, with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3. And now it's 20-8 as Weaver feeds Bryant down low on the baseline and is able to lay it up and in from the right block. Making it 20-10, however, as Brantner cross court to Collier now crosses the timeline, going to feed to Flansburgh, goes up against Carly Ray straight down the right lane and just easily lays it up and in. Flansburgh now with 8 points. The 6'1 senior is Weaver. Dribbling into the key, kicks out to Bryant. Oh, she couldn't get the 3 up because she couldn't handle the pass. Now going to feed to Carly Ray. Gets a shot off that's no good. Rebound Lentz. Lentz almost got her pocket picked by Weaver. Gets the ball back, feeds to Collier. Now across to Flansburgh on the right. Now in the corner to Collier. Down low to Huffman. Now to Brantner. Got tied up by Weaver, and we're going to have a jump ball. As Weaver ends up wrestling Brantner to the ground as Gehring will come in and spell Huffman for the Vikings. Jump ball possession arrow favors College Place. But it's 22-10 Vikings. Weaver to Bryant on the right wing. Reese Johnson getting ready to check in for Garpal. Bryant with 1 dribble. Now feed to Andrews. Getting cut up by Flansburgh. Flansburgh is charged with guarding Andrews. Already blocked it once as Weaver's going to drive into the key. How is that not a foul? You were calling him during the first quarter, but now they're not calling it as Huffman comes down the court. Now it's Gehring. Shot ends up being no good. Rebound College Place. And then they end up Brantner ends up stealing the ball from us and then got fouled by Carly Ray. And they're going to say Brantner was in the act of shooting. So Brantner, who's 1-for-1 from the line. And the Vikings up 22-10. Is now 2-for-2. Hedy Lee Loffrey to check in for the Vikings. She will spell Lentz. And Bertukin Durand will spell Lou Weaver. Brantner. 3-for-3 from the line. And we're going to have a timeout with three. Nope, not. Yep. What are we doing? Are we having a timeout? No. So I don't know why they blew the whistle. But anyway, Charlie Amick will bring it up. On right wing, Dally Andrews with Flansburgh coming out on here to Ray at the top. And your pass is going to be tipped by Flansburgh, picked up by Loffrey, feed up to Flansburgh. Now to Loffrey on the left wing, now in the corner to Collier. Collier wanting to drive in, feed back to Loffrey. Cross court to Johnson, now in the corner to Flansburgh. Now back to Loffrey, almost the center circle. Collier on the left wing. Cross court to Johnson, handoff to That was got up to three just in time. Shot is no good. Rebound guard pals. Flansburgh drives into the key. That shot's going to be no good. And long rebound's going to be tracked down by Charlie Amick. 24-10 Garpal, however. As Kinsley Kellenhofer is going to check in for Garpal as Bryant has the ball on the right wing. Oh, dribbles in, got past her defender, but her bank shot is no good. Almost does, in fact, get her own rebound. Turn on feed, Ellie Andrews from 10. That swirls halfway in and out, no good. Charlie Amick gets the rebound. That's no good. Rebound, Bryant goes out of bounds to get it and puts it off of Ellie Collier. Heads up play by Bryant as Kellenhofer now will spell Flansburgh. So Amick will take it up baseline with 24 on the shot clock in the corner to Andrews. Swing out to Bertukin. Duran now in the corner to Charlie. And the defenders come out quickly on them to Bryant. Drives into the key, goes up against two. Shot is no good, and Kellenhofer will come down with a rebound. She'll feed to Collier. Collier will bring it up. Now she's going to cheat to the right. Now on the left wing to, that was Laffrey. Laffrey to Collier in the corner. Then to Johnson. Instead, kick out to Gehring. Drives into the key. Slices through two. All types of contact. Now they're not calling it when they were calling it earlier. And Gehring gets the offensive rebound and put back, making it 26-10. Corner to Bryant, drives baseline, goes up, might have been partially blocked. Ray will come down with the rebound, then has it tipped away by Johnson. Feed to Laffrey, then to Collier, driving into the key. Kick back out to Gehring for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Laffrey there, however, is there for the offensive rebound and put back. Now we're going to have a timeout with 1:31 to go in the half. Lady Hawks trailing here in Palouse, 28-10 to Garpal. We'll be back. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks being outscored 16-2 here in the second quarter. Just unable to get anything going offensively. Perimeter defense from Garpal is not giving us any easy looks. As Amick will bring it up, feed to Andrews on the left wing for three. And that missed the rim. As Collier will come down with a rebound. Ellie not feeling it tonight. End up going long to, that was Kilnhofer on the right block, is able to lay it up and in. And it's 30-10. Andrews has the ball now on the right wing. Ellie. Couple of drills. She needs some help. She needs some help. Nope, not going to hand it off. And instead, it's going to be stolen by Laffrey. Laffrey driving down against Bertukin. And Bertukin prevents the shot from going up, but she's going to pick up her third foul. Nope, sorry. I beg your pardon. That's Duran's second personal, but Laffrey is going to go to the line for two. She is 1-for-2 so far tonight. 55 seconds to go in the half, and Lady Hawks struggling offensively. We trail 30-10 up here in the Palouse. Laffrey hits that one. As Emma Niemeyer and Grayson Tawn will come in and spell Carly Ray and Ellie Andrews, I believe. Laffrey's second free throw's off the back of the rim, no good. And we're going to have a foul trying to get the rebound, I think. Yeah, they're going to call that foul on Kellenhofer. That'll be her first personal. Kellenhofer, I beg your pardon. As Charlie dribbling down, that pass is going to end up being tipped. It's going to be stolen by Garrett. I was going to say, you got to have a travel there. Although there was probably a foul, too, which Gehring is saying, but who knows? The ref's calling everything super close the first quarter, and then they've been inconsistent here in the second. 40 seconds to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail 31-10 as Charlie has the ball deep on the left wing. She'll hand to Grayson Tawn at the top. Graceland, you got to put the ball down. Oh, her pass is going to be intercepted by Laffrey. And then as Laffer comes down the court, she got pushed. No call. Gehring, however, ends up getting the ball. Feeds down to Reese Johnson. An easy lay-in ends up going no good, but then Lady Hawks lose the rebound out of bounds. 16 seconds to go in the half. And Collier will take it out baseline. And that goes to the Invisible Girl. It's going to be picked up by Duran with Loffrey in pursuit. She's going to back down and kick out to Charlie on the left wing. Now she's going to dribble into the key. Wanted to go up and got slap fouled. And that same that foul is on Collier. That'll be her second personal. So Charlie will take it out baseline with 7.9 seconds to go. Cadence Keeby, a 5'7 junior guard. And Molly Huffman will check in for Garpal. So giving the ball to Charlie and Amick. Waiting for something to open up. Well, it's going long. It's going to be stolen by Loffrey. Another turnover. She'll turn around and feed Kilnhofer coming up, and then feed Dan. And we got a travel on Kilnhofer with 1 second to go in the half. And we got to go the length of the court. Might want to roll it. Nope, they're going to put Loffrey into the back court. And Charlie's just going to hang on to it. And the first half will come to an end with the Lady Hawks struggling. After one half of play, it's Garpal 31, College Place 10. We'll be back with a breakdown of the first half. When we return, you're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
We traveled 2.5 hours up the road, going along the Walla Walla Highway up here through Colfax, then into Palouse. Take on the 1B Garpal Vikings, and we still are struggling offensively, possibly against an athletic team. They are volleyball state champions this year. We trail 31-10, and our issue, we simply are unable to get our offense going. 8 points in the first quarter, 2 in the second, and Julie Hill started a guard-heavy lineup thinking we might be able to get some looks around the perimeter, and it's interesting. We are unable to do that. One of the things they are doing is they're putting a 6'1 senior guard in Elena Flansburg on Ellie Andrews, and Ellie's had 2 3-point shots blocked by Flansburg. She's out there playing the position of guard when she's better suited to senior, or not senior, rather, but center in this league. And so as a result, we are struggling. It is a struggle bus offensively. Can't seem to do much down low, and we are unable to hit from outside. Ellie has had two other looks, clear looks, where no one could come out, and she's uncharacteristically cold, not even hitting the rim. Let's go ahead and take a look at the unofficial scoring summary. For Garpal, Morgan Lentz with 2 points. Ty Gehring with 3 points. What do we have? Molly Huffman and Hedley Loffrey with 4 points apiece. Then Ellie Collier and Kyra Brentner with 5 points apiece. And Elena Flansburg, as mentioned, she's leading all scorers with 8 points, because the other thing Flansburg can do offensively, she can do stuff down low. It's gotten some cherry-picked buckets down there, as well as a couple of offensive rebounds and putbacks. For the Lady Hawks, Carly Ray and Lou Weaver each with 1 point. Grayson Tone and Ayala Bryant each with 2 points. And then Charlie Amick leading all Lady Hawks scorers with 4 points. She does have a three. In fact, that was our first bucket that gave us our only lead of the game at 3-2. But we've got a peewee game going on, and they just scored, which is rarity in these games. So the keys to success in the second half, well, the reality is we got to find a way to uncork our scorers, and then we have to find a way in particular to be stopping Flansburg. We did a good job of preventing second looks to the Vikings in the first quarter, but then in the second quarter they continued to get second looks, so we got to be cutting off the offensive rebounds. If we can do that, and in particular uncork our offense, we might be able to get back into this. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the SCAC standings again, as well as the extended scoreboard, scores from late last week, as well as it's coming up this week, as we're up here in the Palouse at Garfield Palouse High School. The Lady Hawks trailing the Garpal Vikings 31-10 at halftime. Back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here on the Palouse at Garfield Palouse High School. Once upon a time, the Palouse Falcons and the Palouse Farmers then became Garpal Vikings, presumably in 1982. Lady Hawks trail 31-10 here at halftime. Let's take a look at the SCAC scoreboard. Zilla still atop there at 10-0, followed by Wapato at 9-1, Royal at 6-3, then Cashmere at 6-4. We will be on the road to Cashmere this Friday, and Natchez Valley also in fifth at 6-4. And Kybe at 4-6, Connell at 2-8, then us at 1-9, and Waluk at 0-9. Let's take a look at the extended schedule. We got some scores from last week. On Friday, Cashmere beat Connell in Cashmere 43-35. Zilla beat Royal 60-42. And Natchez Valley beat Kybee up in Natchez Valley 46-32. And then we've got some non-league action on Saturday. Wapato went all the way into Marysville, thereabouts, to play 1B Tulalip Heritage. And the Wolfpack destroyed Tulalip Heritage 69-9. Makes you wonder, because I think the boys were out there as well, so that might have been a twofer. Brewster went to Cashmere and beat the Bulldogs 46-34. And Connell hosted one-time rival Granger and beat the Spartans. I beg your pardon, Granger did the hosting. And Connell beat Granger easily 58-26. This week, tonight, non-league action continues. Cleellum is at Cashmere. And tomorrow night, Zilla will be at Davis of Yakima. Friday, league play resumes with Royal being at Connell. Zilla will host Waluk. Wapato will be at Kybee, and we'll be on a long road trip up to Cashmere. Saturday, we will have off. Connell, however, will be at Zilla. Natchez Valley will be hosting Waluk. Kybee will be at Cashmere, and Royal will be hosting Wapato. So we have just two games this week, presumably because, man, we're on the road. We're on the road. Was it Wapato last Friday? I want to say that's right. Yep, Wapato last Friday. 2.5 hours up the road here to Garpal, and then I believe it's 4.5 hours from College Place to Cashmere on Friday. Yuck. Kara Brantner will inbound to start the second half for Garpal. And Lady Hawks have their starting five out there. It's that small ball lineup as Collier will take the inbound. And guarded by Amick, goes behind her back, gives on the left to Lentz, I believe. And then feed Flansburg, drives into the key instead, kicks back out to Lentz, who drives into the key. Her shot is too strong, but Molly Huffman is there for the offensive rebound and put back. She now has 6 points. And so Lou Weaver will bring it up, working on Lentz, gives on the left wing to Bertukin. Durand. Cross court to Bryant, quickly swinging to Andrews, can't get the three off with Flansburg out on her. She got away with a massive double dribble right in front of the ref. I don't know how he didn't call that, unless it was tipped. Gets the ball to Weaver with 8 seconds on the shot clock. She's now got to drive in, backing in. No, it's going to feed to Charlie. Got time for three. Halfway down, in and out, no good. As Flansburg will come down with the rebound, and Bertukin Durand forces the jump ball. Heads up play by the senior. And the possession are favoring College Place, so we catch a break there. And Lou Weaver will take it out baseline with a fresh 30, so we'll try again. Weaver to Charlie in the corner. Now to Ellie Andrews on the right wing. It's a mismatch between her and Flansburg out there. As Weaver now wants to drive in, the ball ends up going on the deck. She loses it. It's going to be picked up by Flansburg coming up the left wing. Going to feed number 5 in transition. She has to go back out baseline. Going to feed Lentz now cross court to Flansburg. Left wing 3. Off the front of the rim, no good. Huffman, however, is there for the offensive rebound and put back. And I talked about second chance points. They're punishing us again. It is 35-10, Garpal. 6:36 to go in the third. As Charlie dribbling at the top. Now she pulled up too soon. Hands off to Weaver with Lentz all over her. Gathers it back in. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Bertukin Durand. Away from the ball. That'll be Durand's third personal. And so Brantner will take it out in front of the College Place bench. She'll feed in the backcourt to Collier. Collier's just a freshman, but she is the point guard, and she's fairly effective at it. She'll feed to Huffman deep on the right wing, almost in the corner. Now to Flansburg for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Huffman comes down with the rebound, and they're going to call a foul on Garpal. They're going to say that foul was on Collier. I'm not quite sure how, but that'll be her third per. Or no, they're saying that. Sorry, they're saying. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, they're saying the foul was on Collier. And Collier's going, the foul's on me? What are you talking about? And I frankly have to second her on that. There could have been a foul, but I did not see how it was on her. Yeah, so Weaver will bring it up. And feed on the right wing to Durand. Durand to Amick. Now up, down low to Bryant. Tipped by Huffman. Picked up by Lentz. Feeding Flansburg in transition. Down the left lane. Lane is no good, but they're going to say she got fouled by Ellie Andrews. So Flansburgh will go to the line for two. So Ellie Andrews will pick up her third personal, and Flansburgh, who is 0 for 2 from the line, she has 8 points, will go for two more. And she swirls that one home. And Ty Gehring will come off the bench and spell Collier. It's interesting because Collier is a point guard and Gehring is more of a forward or even post. So she's listed as a guard, and Flansburgh hits that one too. She now has 10 points. We only have 10 points all told. 37-10 Garpal. Right wing Andrews with Flansburgh coming out of her. Such a mismatch. Ellie keeps plugging away. She'll feed to Amick in the corner. Charlie with Brantner coming out on her, drives into the key. Shot is too strong, and Brantner will come down with the rebound. Up court to Flansburgh, who's cherry-picking, got behind everybody, and easily lays it up and in. 39-10. Up court to Ayala Bryant. Left-handed lay-in isn't strong enough. And Brantner will come down with the rebound, who then got fouled by Bryant. That should be her third personal. So you got Durand, Ellie Andrews, and Ayala Bryant, all with three fouls. As, well, Gehring's going to play point guard. She'll bring it up. And gets to Flansburgh, almost stolen by Amick. Now we're going to go cross-court to Lentz. Now cross-court back to Flansburgh. Now to Lentz for a left-wing three. It's going to be off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound's going to be chased down by Durand. She'll then feed to Bryant. Flansburgh wanted that rebound really bad. Bryant has the ball on the right wing. And wants to drive in, feed back to Andrews. With Flansburgh on her, back to Durand. Fakes the three in the corner to Weaver. Weaver's now going to drive baseline. Kick out to Bryant from about 12 and hits. Ayala Bryant. Brought to you by Lou Weaver. That's just our third field goal, though. And we're trailing 39-12 as Lentz has the ball. Oh, she wanted to feed Huffman. Instead, Bryant steps into the passing lane and steals it. That brings Lou Weaver up in transition. She'll pull up on the left wing for three. Nut, man. That was whisper shot. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. It barely made the rim move. And then the Vikings turn the ball over. Not quite sure how that happened. Grayson Tonne will spell Ellie Andrews. And we also have Reese Johnson and Hedley Laffrey checking in for Garpal. So 39-15 Garpal, but the Lady Hawks have the ball again. As Weaver giving up close to Bryant, driving into the key, kick out to Durand on the right wing for three. Puts that off the front of the rim, no good. Tip rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Off of Flansburgh. We'll get the ball back. Weaver will take it out baseline again. Hawks doing a little something-something here. As Tonne has the ball on the left wing. Graceland with Johnson coming out on her to Weaver. Wants to drive in against Laffrey. Now slices through a double team, gets off a tough shot, ends up being no good. Somehow muscles the rebound and feeds it to Emma Niemeyer. Now to Durand, and Weaver's got a little hitch in her giddy up to Charlie Amick for a long three. That ends up being an air ball as Gehring will take the rebound. She's going to bring it up, and Lou Weaver's going to have to come out. She's got that hitch. Gehring in the corner for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Huffman's rebound is going to be stolen by Weaver. She's going to come up, got away with a double dribble, feeds Bryant in transition, but her lay-in isn't accurate enough. Gehring comes down with a rebound and got fouled, I think, by Bryant. That'll be her fourth personal. Ooh. And so Carly Ray will check in. Also checking in will be Kinsley Kellhofer, as Weaver and Bryant will go to the bench. Spelled by Charlie Amick and Carly Ray. As Johnson gives on the left wing to Laffrey. Now to Johnson. Now down to Kilnhofer. Nice bounce pass to Flansburgh. Her shot is no good. Or got her own rebound. Put back again is no good. I think she got fouled by Grayson Tonne. Yeah. So Tonne will pick up her third personal. Bryant, Pertukin, and Ellie Andrews all with three fouls. Ella Bryant on the bench with four. Flansburgh is 2 for 4. Make that 3 for 5. She makes the first of two. 40-15, Garpal. Flansburg's, man. Flansburg 0 for a first two. Since then, she's 4 for 4. As Charlie will bring it up. On the right wing to Bertukin. Durand. In the corner to Charlie. Quickly launches a three off the back of the rim. No good. And our perimeter shooting is just not there tonight as Gehring will come down with the rebound. Gehring on the right wing to Loffrey. Loffrey cross court to Johnson. Johnson cross court to Gehring in the corner for three off the front of the rim. No good. Flansburg tips the rebound to Emma Niemeyer, who then lost it out of bounds. Dang it. So Johnson will take it up baseline for the Vikings. 2:37 to go in the third. Lady Hawks trail 41-15. And Ellie Andrews will spell Bertukin Durand. Johnson out to Loffrey. Swing around to Flansburg on the right wing. Flansburg to Loffrey in the corner. Now down low to, that's Kellenhofer to Johnson to Loffrey. Drives in. Oh, bounce pass ends up getting tipped and stolen by Andrews. She's going to feed Taun in transition. Nice footwork move. Goes in somehow and manages to drop it home. That's great body control there from Grayson Taun. She gets her first bucket of the game, making it 41-17. As who is this? I don't know who that is. That was Gehring. Now feed to Kellenhofer, now to Flansburg. Drives into the key, puts it up from about six. Shot is no good. And they're going to go Kellenhofer for going over Grayson Taun's back. That'll be her second personal. So Andrews will inbound to Charlie Amick. And Charlie met early by Loffrey on the left wing to Grayson Taun. Down to Charlie. Working against Loffrey. Drives into the key. Goes up against two. Three even. Puts a little push shot off the rim. No good, but you earned her way to the line. And they're going to say that foul is on Loffrey. That'll be her first personal. So Charlie Amick to the line. She's 1 for 2. Shot a couple in the first quarter. And puts that off the back of the rim. No good. 1:41 to go in the third. And it has been all Garpal up here on the Palouse. 41-17. Charlie one dribble and then quickly hunkers and puts that off the front of the rim. No good. We got a lane violation on Garpal. So, yeah. Gehring was a little bit too aggressive grabbing that rebound. So we're going to try again. So Charlie given a third opportunity and rattles that one home. 41-18 as Johnson on the left wing to Loffrey. Loffrey now in the corner back to Johnson. Johnson to, loose ball, manages to gather it back in. Back to Johnson on the left wing to Loffrey, almost the center circle. Cross court to Gehring. Gehring dribbling to the top. Now to Johnson on the right wing. Wants to go down low to Flansburg. And she was able to drive down the right block and lay it up and in. 43-18, Garpal. 1:10 to go in the third. Charlie, drive in, feed to Andrews in the corner with Gehring coming out on her. Now she had it. Look at the bucket, but it took too long. Fed to Niemeyer in the corner. And feed to Grayson Taun, who wasn't looking for it, and we're going to go over and back. Well, oh my gosh, end up not working for it. Loose ball shot ends up being no good. We got a break there. Zemma Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. Want to go up court to Andrews. Flansburg steps in front. Her lay-in is no good. Then we got the ball picked up by Flansburg. Go back out to Johnson. Johnson, right wing Loffrey. Loffrey in the corner to Johnson. Now to Flansburg on the post. Now to Kellenhofer. Drives down the right block, lays it up and in. Kellenhofer with her first bucket of the game. 45-18. Vikings teaking it. Two college plays. We're unable to get anything going offensively. Charlie to Carly Ray on the right wing. Carly to Emma Niemeyer. Fakes the three. Feeds back to Carly. Has to scramble to get the ball. Now to Charlie at the top. 2 seconds to go. She'll pull up for three. That ends up being an air ball. And the third quarter comes to an end. And it's still pretty much all Garpal. Vikings 45. College Place 18. After three quarters of play, we'll be back with a fourth. You're listening It's College Place Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Collier will bring the ball up to start the fourth. She'll feed Flansburg and go cross-court to Lentz. Lentz dribbling to the top again, cross-court to Collier. Fakes the three from the right wing. Almost got, and finally going to call a foul on Grayson Tong. She almost got away with theft the first time, and the second time she reached and bumped her. So Grayson will pick up her fourth personal. They have her with 4 points. As Brantner will inbound to Collier. Collier to Flansburg on the right wing. To Collier in the corner. Back to Flansburg on the right wing. Dribbling to the top. Now to Lentz deep on the left wing. Down the corner to Collier who swung around. Feed to Brantner. It's going to be tipped. Feed to Lentz. Wants to drive in. Kicks out to Flansburg. Right wing three off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Collier. Feed to Huffman. Back to Collier. Collier driving in. Kick out to Lentz. Lentz driving into the top to Flansburg. Now back to Lentz at the top. Corner to Collier. 22 on the shot. How did he get 22 on the shot clock? What the heck is going on? Going to feed to Brantner. Driving into the key. Swing around to Lentz. Finally going to pull up for three. And nothing but net is Lentz. With the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three to open the fourth. Making it 48-18. Gar Powell. Charlie working on Lentz. Drives into the key. Puts it up from about 15. No good. Rebound Garpal. Feed to Collier. To Flansburg, who's cherry-picking. Lays it up and in easy. Up court to Andrews. Now cross court to Carly Ray. Ray putting it on the ground. Hand off to Andrews. She'll dribble to the top with Huffman coming out on her. Step back three. Swirls in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Emma Niemeyer. She'll dribble back out. And they got to call Flansburg for going over the back, which they do. Flansburg will pick up her third personals. We've got a line change. What do we got here? Vertuken Duran, Lou Weaver, Ayala Bryant, Cece Perks getting her first action of the game, as is Bree Smith for a College Place, as Duran will inbound to Weaver. Lou will walk it around. Going to feed to Bryant on the right wing. Thinks about the three. Instead, she'll hand off to Durand. Durand dribbling to the top and just feeds it straight to Lentz. As Lentz is going to come up court, her pass coming up is going to be tipped, ultimately brought down by Durand. I think the tip was Bree Smith. Cross up to Bryant on the right wing. Stutter steps, drives in. Right-handed scoop shot is no good. And who was the... That was Huffman coming down with the rebound. Feed to Collier. Collier driving in. Feed to Lentz. Now back to Huffman. Now Collier in the left corner for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Huffman will grab the rebound to Flansburg on the right wing. Then to Collier to Flansburg. Flansburg swing out to Lentz on the left wing. Lentz now to Collier in the left corner. Dribbling around down low to Bryant. Puts a move on Cece Perks. Can't get the shot in. And Cece muscles the rebound. Away from Huffman. Hello. Nice work there from the sophomores. Weaver wants to drive in. Double clutches. And then as she puts a spin move on, they're going to say she got fouled by Lentz, who can't believe it. Lentz will pick up her third personal, and Weaver will take it out baseline. Ty Gehring will check back in for Flansburg for Garpal. 5:11 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail 50-18. Give to Perks down low, then goes up, almost had a jump ball. She feeds back to Bryant. from about 8 feet, puts it off the rim, no good, as Gehring will come down with the rebound. Gehring on the left wing, now to Collier. Collier to Lentz, coming back out on the left wing. Cross court to Gehring. Gehring dribbling to the top of the key, instead kick out to Lentz. Left wing three, off the back of the rim, no good. Brantner skies for the rebound. Her putback is good on the right block. Brantner with her second bucket of the game, making it 52-18. Weaver on the left wing to Bryant. Bryant pulls up for a three, just like that. Ayala Bryant suddenly feeling it from the left wing and hits the Anquard and Edward Jones three. As Collier, shaking and baking, now hands off to Lentz, now to Collier in the corner, now down low to Huffman against CeCe Perks, who blocks it out of bounds, and it is last off Huffman. I'll tell you what, don't go up against CeCe Perks. Two possessions, two stops, including a block. Making her presence known, Duran has the ball deep on the right wing. Now she'll feed to Bryant at the top. Bryant working in against Lentz. Left-handed scoop shot is no good. Drew the foul. That's how you do that. Work your way to the line. And that foul's going to be on Brentner. That'll be her first personal. So Ayala Bryant to the line. She is 0 for 2. 7 points so far. That first shot is no good. And we've got Kelhoffer and Reese Johnson checking in for the Vikings, spelling Huffman and Brantner. They give the ball back to Bryant. Let's see if she can sink one here. Off the back of the rim, no good. But Bree Smith almost comes up with a rebound. Hustle play there. We're going to have a timeout with 3:59 to go in the game on the Lady Hawks trail, 52-21. Back in, let's have the signal. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to College Boys Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Harper Amick checking in for Lou Weaver after the timeout as Collier takes it, going to drive down. Nice bounce pass to Kelnhofer. Instead, feed out to Gehring. Pulls into the key. Swirls halfway in and out. No good. But then Kelnhofer is there for the offensive rebound and putback. She has 4 points. It's 54-21. Harper Amick has the ball on the left wing, feeding down to Bryant, going down low on the block, kick back out to Bree Smith from about 16 feet. No good, and Gehring will come down with the rebound. Up court to Collier. Collier, oh, drove past Bree Smith. No, rather blows past Harper Amick, I beg your pardon. Collier gets the drive bucket, her third basket of the game, making it 56-21. As Harper Amick has the ball on the right wing. Wanted to go down low to Bryant, and instead Lentz steps right in and steals it, says thank you very much. Now she'll swing to Collier on the right wing with Grayson Tahn getting ready. She then, Collier drives into the key. Shot goes in and out, no good, as CeCe Perks muscles the rebound and feeds to Bertukin Duran. How is that College Place basketball? But they'll say it is, as Tahn will spell Harper Amick. Okay, they're saying it's white ball. I was going to say, the ref was saying it was black ball. I'm going, how is that possible? as Cadence Keevy will inbound it. Cadence Keevy is missing her left hand. She's a one-armed player. And Gehring drives on the left block and lays it up and in. Bree Smith to Bryant with Keevy coming out on her. Now to Smith on the left wing. Got cross court to Cece Perks. Instead, it's going to be stolen by Kelnhofer. Now she's going to pull up, and she'll turn around and feed Johnson. Johnson feeds, who the heck is that? That's Loffrey, then drives right baseline, turn around, feed Johnson in the corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Loffrey, however, come down the rebound to Keevy. Keevy to Johnson, has the ball tipped, going to feed to Loffrey in the corner for three, off the back of the rim, no good. And Durand will come down with a rebound with under 2 minutes to go. Smith on the left wing to Durand at the top for three. She steps into it and hits it. Bertuccin Durand with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. But it's 58-24 Garpal as Gehring will bring it up. Gehring, handoff to Johnson. Johnson now dribbling at the top of the key, cut off by Perks. Now to Loffrey, drives down the left lane and banks it home. Loffrey with a drive and a bucket. Her second bucket of the game. Bree Smith has the ball on the left wing. Wanted to feed Grayson Tahn. It was an errant pass. Going to be picked up by Gehring. Two-on-one fast break. She's got Loffrey. Led her too far. Durand's able to come back. But then one touch to Gehring on the right block is able to lay it up and in. We're getting smoked here in the fourth quarter. Under 60 seconds to go. Tahn to Bree Smith. Bree to Durand at the top. She steps into that three again. Puts that off the front of the rim. No good. As Tahn ends up tying up Gehring for the rebound, they're going to call a foul on Tahn, and I believe she is done. Yeah, that's going to be Graceland's fourth personal, so she will finish the game with 4 points. It's Charlie Amick will check in for her. They also brought in Ellie Andrews for Bertuccin and Emma Niemeyer. No. Yeah, Emma Niemeyer will check in as well. 45 seconds to go in the game. Hawks trailing 62-24. As this is Keevy. No, that's not Keevy. That is Maggie Bakeman who's checked in. She'll feed to Keevy. She's driving down right-handed. One-hand pass to Kelnhofer is no good. Goes in the hands of Charlie Amick, who can't hang on to it and loses out of bounds. So Keevy, one-handed, will go baseline, feeds down low to Johnson, who's able to lay it up and in. Johnson with her bucket, and credit the one-handed Keevy with the assist. Amick on the right wing to Emma Niemeyer. Emma, handing off to Bryant, we're going to get over and back. Oh, man, when it rains, it pours. And now we're 40 points down, so the clock continues to run. As Johnson will take it out far sideline, under 4 seconds to go, they'll just hand it in to Bakeman, and she'll hang on to it. And that will do it. Lady Hawks travel 2.5 hours to get spanked by Garpal. 64-24. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next for the Lady Hawks. When we return, you're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Lady Hawks travel 2.5 hours to come up here to the Palouse to take on the Garpal Vikings and get treated shabbily. We lose 64-24, just unable to get much of anything going offensively. So the Lady Hawks gonna fall to 3-11 on the season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the unofficial scoring summary for host Garpal Vikings. Let's see. We've got Morgan Lentz with 5 points. Headley Laffrey with 6 points. Taya Gehring, Ellie Collier, and Tyra Brantner all with 7 points. Am I missing somebody? Yep, there we go. Molly Huffman with 8 points. And then Elena Flansburg, the 6'1 senior guard, playing as a guard, leading all scorers on the court with 19 points. For the Lady Hawks, Carly Ray with 1 point. Pertukin Duran with 3 points. Grayson Lynn and Lou Weaver each with 4 points. Charlie Amick with 5 points. And Ayala Bryant leading all Lady Hawks scorers on the court with 7 points. Coming up next for the Lady Hawks, well, if a 2.5 hour road trip isn't long enough, now I think we've got a 4 or 4.5 hour road trip up to Kashmir on Friday. That tip off slated to start at 5:45 on Friday. So we will see you then. Again, your final here from the Palouse at Garpal, Lady Vikings 64, Lady Hawks 24. Next broadcast Friday at 5:45 from Kashmir. We will see you then. But don't change that dial, as they say in old school radio. The boys are coming up next. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.